He doesn't flip tables and scream at the sky or put his fist through the wall of the kitchen. He just gets very quiet in a way that makes the room adjust its breathing. 20 years of swallowing every slight and every dismissal and every backdoor decision. And now the quiet has a temperature and everyone around him can feel the difference. He was raised to keep it civil, keep it measured, keep it buttoned at the collar. Told that anger was a weakness and the strong man is the one that takes it smaller. So we took it. Every condescension, every credit stolen, every door that closed before him, packed it somewhere in his ribcage, like a letter that he's saving till the moment he can floor them. And the reasonable man has a limit that nobody met, because nobody thought he'd reach it. And the reasonable man kept his word right up until the word stop meaning anything. Wrath of the reasonable man comes quiet as a verdict. Doesn't rattle, doesn't posture, doesn't perform for the room. Wrath of the reasonable man has been building since the first light. 20 years of documentation. The kind that doesn't miss. His father said a real man buries anger like a farmer buries seed in winter ground. His mother said forgiveness is the armor and the weapon and the highest holy sound. He believed them. God, he tried to fight the fury under patience, under grace, under sleep. But a buried thing with roots that deep will find its way regardless of how far you try to keep. Every meeting where they talked around him like his decade of experience was decoration. Every smile from men who took his ideas and rebranded them with different punctuation. Every time he held the door and watched them walk right through. Particular kind of violence and finally choosing silence as a weapon after decade for choosing peace. There's a particular kind of freedom when the man who never asked for anything decides he'd like his pound of flesh released. He's not angry in the way that makes you feel safe, because it's credible and loud and you can point to it and name it. He's angry in the way that rewrites every interaction that you've had in every future one. You'll never quite reclaim it. So go ahead and tell him to be bigger. Tell him grace is what separates the evil from the emotional. Tell him turn the other cheek while both of them are still stinging from your rash.
rational, professional, respectable betrayal. He'll listen, he'll nod, he'll even thank you for the wisdom, and then he'll go, and then going will be the last and loudest thing he ever does to you. Just arrived.